Merry Christmas again to everyone. And as we enter this Christmas season, of course, we enter a special season of giving. A lot of us, many people at this time, we open up our hearts a little bit more to share and to give to those less fortunate, to give to charities. We dig a little deeper. But then also, of course, hopefully people are not stressing anymore about this, but hopefully everyone's found those perfect gifts for their loved ones, because we always, maybe sometimes that's a difficult thing to figure out, just what can I get that truly expresses my love? What will they really love? Just a few days ago, actually Friday, I learned or was reminded a little lesson about giving and receiving. First of all, I was giving a little bit of blood, not donating blood, but I was just simply doing a blood test, some blood screening. I did a physical on Thursday, and then on Friday, just routine blood screen, just to check out how I was doing. And of course, for the blood to be drawn, obviously I needed to unbutton my sleeve, pull my sleeve back, of course, so that the phlebotomist would have access to where she needed to go. Things were going great. Got the Band-Aid on with, of course, the cotton ball. And then I started the process of trying to button my shirt back again. And not really that easy to do. I think she asked me, do you want some help? And I was kind of like determined in my mind, I'm like, I can do this. I'm going to do this by myself. And here I am like wiggling, trying to get the right angle. But it's really difficult. And then eventually I thought, wait a minute, why am I not asking for help? Why is it so hard just to ask for help, to realize that I can't do something on my own? And finally, I just said to her, she was kind of standing there just watching, kind of waiting, and I said, would you mind? And of course, she came up and she buttoned my shirt. It was a great reminder for me that, yeah, so often in life that we are called to realize that we can't do it all on our own. We can't fix everything ourselves. And simply, we are called to rely and receive a gift, gifts from others, but most importantly, gifts from God. Of course, as we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate the amazing fact of our God being born into our world as one of us, coming as a simple baby. So innocent, so vulnerable, coming to be close to us. And maybe that's something difficult for us to receive, because to receive in some way, we have to admit that we don't have it all together, that we can't figure things out, that we're not in control, that we have to recognize our littleness and our smallness when we ask for help from others. We have to be vulnerable. But still, God came to us in such a small, vulnerable way. Yes, to be close to us, to enter into our weaknesses and limitations. But yet, of course, he came to show us the way of perfect obedience to the Father. He came to show us that we are called to trust him and the love that he wishes to pour out to us, the grace and life that he wishes to share with us. It can be difficult at times because, yes, we realize that we need help. And I'm reminded over and over again every day of how much I need God's help and how much I need the help of others. Whether it's weaknesses or faults or limitations or sins that I struggle with, I realize that I need a Savior. I can't do this on my own. Otherwise, I'll be kind of like wiggling, trying to button that shirt back up. Then it's not going to get done. It's not going to happen unless I ask for that help, unless I cry out to others, and cry out, most importantly, to our Savior. Because he's always there. He's coming to us. He's waiting for us. It's just a matter of us opening our hearts to receive him. Because just maybe we're struggling. Some of us are struggling in different ways, wiggling, trying to fix things, figure things out on our own, trying to be in control, where all at the same time, we are just asked to open our hearts to receive him, to make room, just as there is no room at the inn, to make room in our hearts to receive him, to let him into those dark places, those messy places in our lives, realizing that he wants to bring us grace and healing and strength. He wants to bring us an assurance as well, of course, of his peace. Yes, God, of course, came among us as one of us to save us, but also he wants us to receive him and to open our hearts to him each and every day. Because he is that wonder counselor, God hero, Father forever, Prince of Peace. There's kind of this current, I think, in our society and our culture that we are called to be independent and self-sufficient and girl power, woman power, be a man, all these things. We can do this all on our own. We're independent. But it all leads us away from the fact that we can't do it on our own. That we are in need, that we are small, and we are poor, and we are completely dependent upon the one who has created us out of love, and then calls us to open our hearts in love to receive him. Yes, he came small, humble, and poor. And we are called to make ourselves small and humble as well, so that we can invite him in and receive him into all those areas of our lives where only he can bring us peace, where only he can save us. Yes, the Lord calls us to trust in him, to realize that he is always there. He's always coming to us. It's a matter of us, yes, making that room, giving him that space, recognizing his coming in our brothers and sisters around us, recognizing his coming in those who are less fortunate, and those who are suffering, and those who are struggling. Recognizing his coming by taking that quiet time to spend with him, so we can be reminded of his love, his peace, and his presence in our lives as we lift up our hearts to him in prayer. And of course, most powerfully, he comes to us small and humble, hidden under the appearance of a white host. We're here, the same Jesus who came to us 2,000 years ago is made present to us once again. There he was in the manger and a feeding trough to symbolize that now he comes to feed the world. Now he comes to make himself that sacrificial meal so that we can receive him into our lives today and welcome him and receive him every way that he comes.